morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 79 years ago, today in 1946, the United Nations General Assembly met for its inaugural session in London, uniting representatives to create a new forum for collective diplomacy. That gathering marked a major milestone, establishing procedures and encouraging nations to pursue shared peacebuilding and cooperative governance frameworks. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet from the south-southwest round swell. Conditions stay fair as we move into the morning, with waves holding at 2+ feet. Winds are offshore around 4 miles per hour now, but will shift onshore later, bringing some bump to the surface. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide on Thursday will be 5.5 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with 2-foot waves on Friday morning, ideal for beginners. By the afternoon, choppy conditions set in as winds pick up to 8 mph. Saturday holds similar size, but sees a shift to choppy conditions in the afternoon, especially after 1 o'clock. Sunday brings a steady 2+ foot swell, with the best conditions early on before winds increase later. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:02. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 66 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 5 a.m., partly cloudy conditions with a low around 60 and a gentle southwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 68. And a light southwest wind of around 5 mph. Patchy fog returns each night with lows around 60 through Monday morning, while daytime highs stay in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly sunny to partly sunny skies persist. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in an attempt to raise $135 million for the city of San Diego, Councilmember Sean Elo Rivera is proposing a new tax on short-term vacation rentals and on out-of-towners holding vacant second homes. Rivera stated, "This very simple premise is that if you choose to take a home away from a San Diegan, there is a cost associated with that, and you need to pay your fair share." He believes this proposal will raise money and help address the social consequences of tourism and out-of-town wealth. Investors who own long-term rentals will not be affected, as Rivera insists. If this is a place that a San Diegan calls home, it will not be taxed here. The first meeting to discuss the proposal is set for Wednesday, October 23rd at City Hall. Now on to sports. The National Football League approved minority sales for the San Francisco 49ers, New York Giants, and New England Patriots at a league meeting in New York on Wednesday. The 49ers announced a minority investment by Pete Briger Jr. and the Briger family. Pete Briger serves as executive chairman at Fortress Investment Group and is involved with multiple boards. Jed York, CEO of the 49ers, welcomed the Briger family, emphasizing their shared commitment to the team's success. Julia Koch and her family will acquire a 10% minority stake in the Giants. The Patriots sold a total of 8% in minority stakes to Dean Metropoulos and Sixth Street Partners, earning principal owner Robert Kraft $720 million. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 3-3 Vikings are at the 4-3 Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Amazon Prime Video. Los Angeles is favored by 3.5, and the over-under is 44.5. In local sports, Philip Rivers and Rodney Harrison are among the former Chargers nominated for the class of 2026 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. For the first time, Philip Rivers and Drew Brees appear on the Hall of Fame ballot this year. The Hall of Fame recently announced their group of former National Football League players moving forward in the voting process for next year's class. Joining Rivers and Brees are former fullback Lorenzo Neal and safety Rodney Harrison, who have been nominated multiple times. Other first ballot nominees include wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald and tight ends Greg Olsen and Jason Witten. In top news, nearly half of seniors are affected by a massive recall of a popular prescription medication. The latest recall involves generic versions of atorvastatin calcium, used by around 47 million Americans to lower bad cholesterol. The United States Food and Drug Administration updated a Class 2 recall notice due to quality failures. This means the pills may not dissolve properly and could undermine treatment effectiveness. Patients should check their prescription bottles against the FDA notice. If affected, do not stop taking the medication abruptly and contact your healthcare provider for guidance. In business news, Coca-Cola has officially begun rolling out soda made with cane sugar across the United States, following President Donald Trump's urging to bring back the ingredient to its American products. A new 12-ounce, single-serve glass bottle of Coca-Cola's signature soda made with United States cane sugar is launching in select markets nationwide this fall, according to a spokesperson for the company. The spokesperson stated that this move offers consumers a classic and timeless way to enjoy their Coca-Cola original taste made with United States cane sugar. Coca-Cola's chief financial officer, John Murphy, noted that the launch will be gradual due to limited availability of cane sugar in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $109,000. Ethereum is down 1% to about $3,800. And XRP is down 2% to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a freak accident, scientists may have unlocked faster internet for everyone. This discovery could also enhance artificial intelligence data centers' ability to transfer vast amounts of information more effectively. Researchers have created a chip-sized frequency comm which splits laser light into multiple colors, each representing its own optical channel. This new technology replaces costly and powerful lasers, allowing for compact, energy-efficient systems. As artificial intelligence data centers struggle to transmit data swiftly, this innovation could revolutionize their operations. Columbia University's Michael Lipson emphasizes that this progress is vital for efficient data center infrastructure. Entertainment news. Vin Diesel has provided a hopeful update on Fast and Furious 11 after rumors of its cancellation surfaced. It has been nearly 2.5 years since Fast 5 concluded on a cliffhanger, leaving fans anxious for the sequel. Although initially expected to release in 2026, the film remains without a date, and concerns about its budget have arisen. In a recent Instagram post, Diesel shared a video with Michael Moses, the chief marketing officer at Universal Pictures, suggesting positive developments. Moses stated, "Out drifting with Dom Toretto planning everything. We got it solved." As fans await more news, here's hoping the project is back on track. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Ralph Funch. And he said, "Peace, to have meaning for many who have known only suffering in both peace and war, must be translated into bread or rice, shelter, health, and education, as well as freedom and human dignity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.